What I'd like to do now is have the Healing Wednesday music begin to play, because this was music that Lee selected. As we listened to lots and lots of different tracks, Lee called me into his office and said, "Monica, listen to this one." And we both agreed that it touched our soul in a very deep way. So as the music builds, allow it to soothe your soul. Allow it to bring in the overtones and harmonies that are there outside of your hearing, but are part of the experience. And music comes directly through the veil, unaltered. It's an energy from the Creator coming through the veil to you now, connecting with you now without any filters. The only thing pushing through is the deep love of the Creator. Let that music soothe you, touch your heart, move into your soul. And as that music connects with your soul in a deep way, let us now hear from the beauty and the wisdom of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, the music touches your heart and will let it continue, which is unusual for this particular channel, but we'll let it continue. Let's say that this is the music today of hope. Hope is the subject, a beautiful subject. It's more than you think, and this is the second time we discuss it. All 4 weeks of this month, this beautiful love month, will be about hope. Last week, we gave you the attributes of hope that may surprise you, and we're going to do it yet again. Then we also give you something to hope with, for, design. And we'll give that to you in a moment, for that will be the subject of the Hope Channel for this week. Kryon, why would you give us the same attributes every week? And the answer is because they are misunderstood by so many. Because the word hope carries with it energies that perhaps you're not aware of. Our definition of it: it's dramatic, it's actionable, it's not wishing for something. Number one, it's not faith. We told you last week a controversial idea that faith actually may not be what you would want it to be. It is trust in the unseen. And yet when you do that, you hand that power you have over to something you don't understand, perhaps, or you may trust, but it's unseen. Now, there's a lot to say about that, because you'd say, well, there's a lot of unseen things that I would trust that are metaphysical, but in faith, it's different, because you're not necessarily involved. And that's the point. We have said this for many, many years, that the things that you do that would involve prayer, even that you would think are faith, have to do with what you do in partnership with the creative source and your soul. You are in control of your reality. So when you pray for things, you hand it over because you're in faith and just hope. And there's the word. And that is the reason why it's misunderstood that it happens. So let us redefine hope, and let's show you the difference between faith and hope, where you simply have a thought and turn it loose, and one where you have a designed energy that you push forward called hope. I mentioned the difference between a person with and without hope, and you've seen it. A person who has real hope is one who has taken something concrete, worked with it, pushed it in front of them, and it's changed their life. And when we say pushed it in front of them, that means that hope is about what is going to happen, about the future perhaps, or a thing, a subject. More than that, this energy of hope is almost like the power of affirmations. It's a creative source. Imagine. We'll look at the attribute of hope that pushes positive expectations in front of you. You expect things to happen, and you expect them to be positive. Now, you're doing more than just pushing them there and saying that there's no control over it. Hope is the control. Hard for you perhaps to imagine this, but hope is a designed energy around something specific and put then in front of you, like on a railroad track that you're going to traverse. Imagine, here's a third attribute, a designed energy of consciousness. What have we told you that consciousness is? Energy. So hope becomes something substantial. It has a subject. You can see it, if you wish to, in a way that you didn't before. And it goes in front of you. So that which you conjure up and design, you put in front of you. That is creating a reality for yourself. And we've talked about that before. It's almost like the menu that you have put before you and put in front of you so that when you get there, you know what's going to happen and what you're going to order. Is this tough for you to understand? That's why I'm spending the time on it. That's why I am giving you all of these attributes every single week. Let's have another one. You design most benevolent outcome. Does that sound like something we have talked about before? Your very thoughts about your life, what's going to happen next, about specific things that you perhaps are anguishing about or worried about. Again, what's the difference between somebody who's been given a death sentence through a disease, and the doctor has said you've got 4 months, and then somebody walks into the room an hour later and says, wait a minute, there's a cure. A couple of hours before that, you were despair. Chemistry was starting to change in your life. Depression was starting to set in. You were thinking about all manner of horrible things, including death and that which was around you and what it might mean. And then 2 hours later, it was all gone because of what? Hope. Hope was not just something that appeared magically. It was an energy that changed you. Do you see this? Most benevolent outcome. Let me give you the fifth one. Hope is health. You might even define it as that. Hope is your health. Hope is your future. It is an actionable energy that is sacred and beautiful and belongs to all of you. All of you. And the final one we'd say is hope destroys all things like depression and despair, fear, destroys them. Hope replaces them with an actionable, beautiful thought group, which is safety and something coming which is beautiful. Hope is far more than you think. Hope may be the answer to so many of you, redefined in this way. It is not faith. It is something you are creating for yourself with the sacredness of your own soul, and you're pushing it out in front of you and saying, all is well. And sometimes that hope would be groundless. That's one to talk about. In other words, there may not be someone who comes in and says there's a cure, and yet you expect there will be. And that then becomes the hope, and it actually will add, that will create synchronicity, a big word that helps you to meet those you need to meet, that will then manifest the hope that you've created and push forward. There is so much here, dear ones. So what can you do right now with this hope that you have, light worker? What is it, perhaps, this week that could be the subject of this, an immense power you have collectively? What would happen if enough people, light workers, beautiful souls who would listen to messages like this and understand their power, their beauty, would understand their compassion and kindness as part of their God self, what could they do collectively right now that would help the planet? I'm going to invite all of you to put together this engine of hope, an energy of expectation of positive things, of most benevolent outcomes. And I want you to use the energy that I've given you and told you about the outcome of the shift that we have seen so many times. Light is coming to this planet, dear ones. And you can accelerate that by creating hope for the planet, collectively. Instead of those who would have despair or depression for the planet or be so disgusted with everything that's going on. And in light of everything that's going on that you see in the news, having hope for that which you see after that, what happens for solutions and recovery. Let this week be hope for humanity. Hope for humanity and the wars that are here now would be the last time you see it in this fashion on this planet ever. What if this particular war that is in your news that you're seeing this month, what if it was the last one? Oh, and you would say, I don't know if I can go that far, crying. Yes, you can. You can shape up that hope and say, this is the last one, because the entire earth is looking at how ugly this is. And it used to be common. You used to expect it. And now when it's there, it slaps you in the face as inappropriate. Horror. Never happen again. We don't want this. Let's never, ever let this happen. Leaders, be aware all over the world that those in your countries don't want this. They don't want this for themselves. They don't want it for any country ever. That's the biggest message I would have to governments. Leaders, be aware that your population is changing. Put that wonderful hope energy and push it forward so you can see that perhaps there'll be solution not only to this war, but to the whole idea of it. And that these things would slowly diminish and be replaced by other ways of solution. Humanity will think differently. This is the human mind. But warring does not have to be a solution ever for any of it. That is an old energy concept that will vanish from this planet eventually. What if it's in your lifetime? Think about that. Push this hope forward, dear ones, right in front of you, for humanity and all concerned. I'm in love with all of you for your ability to do this, for your understanding of these things, for redefining hope as an actionable item that you control, that changes you and all around you. And so it is.